Now it's Wednesday. Yes, we did it again. Never too late to read from your emails and web comments. As the president got ready to sit down for a cold one with Henry Louis Gates Jr. and Police Sergeant Joseph Crowley last week, we talked about this American moment, what it's like to be a black American male today. Milman in Elk Grove, California, is a professor who emailed to tell us, "The Gates incident provided yet another piece of evidence in support of what I tell my students. In America, the group characteristic of race still trumps individual achievement in African Americans' interactions with key institutions, especially the penal system. Having been stopped on more than one occasion by police, I think the one thing that irritates me most is the apparent investment some people have in claiming that with Obama's election, we've suddenly become a post-racial nation. Indeed, I am a hardworking, successful individual, but as a black man, I am acutely aware that although we may share the same rights, my daily experience is dramatically different from that of my white friends and colleagues." Another listener, Michael Williams, argued, "That's only part of the story. I am a normal 38-year-old African-American male, wife of 15 years, 10-year-old son, master's degree, six-figure salary, solid long-standing career, living in the Midwest. We are an interracial couple. Both of our families are welcoming of us and our family. We've had no major issues. Why does no one ever talk about the successful, normal black man like me?" And we'll give Bernadette Williams in Detroit the final word on the Gates arrest. "I am a black woman," she wrote. "To the Gates police issue, I say this: too much testosterone. Got a minute to save the whales?" We talked yesterday about the frustrations on both sides of sidewalk activism, the young adults who pitch causes on street corners. Amy Limmer emailed from Minnesota to complain, "They greet me with, 'Do you have just a minute to save the environment, to save starving children, etc.?' as though if I don't stop, then I hate the environment or starving children. To me, it's insulting. I do care, but giving money to a stranger on a street so my email address can be handed over to every liberal cause under the sun telling me the same thing is frustrating." Every story has another side. Tom Patton sent this note from Oregon. "I canvassed door-to-door in the L.A. area following college. I had a few doors slammed in my face, but had many pleasant conversations. The one lasting effect on me is that I am now a sucker for any door-to-door canvasser. I belong to a half dozen environmental groups, giving monthly to all of them. And Tom, that ring at your door is someone from your local member station with a tote bag and a travel mug." And finally, a clarification. During last week's Summer Movie Festival, we mentioned The Black Stallion as a Francis Ford Coppola film. He was the executive producer, but the director credit goes to Carol Ballard. And this week, our movie buff Murray Horowitz is back to talk about food films. Big night. Like Water for Chocolate, does The Godfather qualify? Send us your nominee for Top Food Flick. The email address is talk@npr.org, and join us on Thursday for that. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, that email address is the best way to reach us. Again, that's talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Kareem Estefan, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Irene Wolf, who leaves us at the end of this week. We wish her the best, and we're going to miss her. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Sean Phillips and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior supervising producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Alan McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.